Hello and welcome to this week's Golf Shake podcast. So as usual, it's me and Matt here to talk you through everything that's going on in the world of golf, as well as some other bits that are a little bit more Golf Shake specific. Matt, how are you?
I'm good. Just in case anyone watching on YouTube wonders, I am sitting on the floor today because I've just got a little bit of a bad back where I played too much golf over the weekend. And then I did it in the gym this morning.
And I've been relegated to the spare room because my kids have just got home from school and they're so bloody noisy down there. So I've got a bit out the way. But yeah, it's been another busy week, mate, to be honest. On and off the golf course, we've got lots to talk about in terms of the various different professional tours around the world, but also more kind of fallout from what we filmed in Portugal. So some of that should be coming to the channel. Video has gone to the channel yesterday, I believe, the kind of battle of the 10K video that we did while we were out there. It's got quite a few views so far, so it's doing quite nicely, which is good. So it's obviously something you guys out there are interested in, which is good. If there's anything you do want to see though, please drop it in the comment section. You can email us as well, info@golfshake.com, if you want to. But yeah, those videos are doing quite well. I think they definitely look better that we're out in the sunshine and actually hitting proper golf shots and all that kind of stuff, rather than being confined to the performance center at Howley, as lovely as it is. But yeah, there's loads more to come out from that. I know, speaking to Darren and Tom earlier, who are doing the editing, there's lots of the tuition stuff that should be hitting the website and various different emails that will be going out in the next couple of weeks as well. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled for loads of stuff from there. Matt, what have you been up to in the last week? You played much golf. You've obviously done your back in, so you have been.
I played. So Felixstowe, we've had so much rain down here. It's been incredible.
Yeah.
To the point where Felixstowe, which for people that don't know is a links course, it's, you know, literally right on the sea. It's sandy. It's open normally probably 364 days a year. Had been closed a little for a few days, which is incredible when you think about it. They managed to get open last week. I think there was five holes closed. So I did manage to play some golf on Friday afternoon. I went out and played the 13 holes that were open. And then just as I was finishing, I bumped into Sam, my coach, who was going out to play a few holes. So I went back out with him. And played 7 more holes. So I ended up playing about 20 holes of golf on Friday, which was nice. Then 14 holes were open on Saturday. So I managed to play 14 holes of golf on Saturday. And then my home course, Stowmarket, 12 holes were open on Sunday. And that was the first time that had been open all week.
Yeah.
So yesterday morning, I went there and played 12 holes in the morning. And then went back to Felixstowe in the afternoon to play a full 18 because that had reopened completely. So I managed to play 30 holes of golf yesterday, which was lovely.
You're an absolute pervert when it comes to golf, you are.
I was at 6:30 this morning doing the Burn It session.
I did a junior session just before getting home tonight. And I asked them what they wanted to do, whether they wanted to go out on the golf course or go inside. They said outside, literally within 40 yards of getting off the first tee at Howley, they regretted the decision. It was freezing.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I've been out on the golf course since start of December. I played a Christmas Am-Am, which was just 12 holes and lots of it was temp. It was awful. And it's just soaking. It's awful. There's not a chance I'll be playing golf like that. No way. Yeah.
I'll be honest. I played yesterday morning and I don't think the course should have been open. I think it was the day or two too early. But Felixstowe, no problem. Dry as a bone, no mud, nothing. There are a few little puddles here and there. But, yeah, I suppose that's the benefit of living close to the sea.
Yeah, it is really. I mean, yeah, the more inland, obviously, we are here is very, very wet. And it's a similar story to most of the courses around as well. So, yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to improve anytime soon. Although we have had a bit of sunshine in the last couple of days, actually, a little bit of wind. But again, it's just rained this evening again, just to add insult to injury. But yeah, it seems never ending. But on those of us out there who are able to chase the sunshine around on the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour and the LET, we've had some pretty decent golf over the weekend. So we'll start in the PGA in Mexico. Jake Knapp won his first PGA Tour event, holding off Sami Valimaki, who is obviously a very, very kind of well thought of player here in Europe. The Finnish golfer finished two shots behind. But yeah, he spent 8 years on the Korn Ferry Tour, alumni of UCLA, obviously a very good college player. And, you know, not that long ago, I read today, was actually a bouncer at a nightclub in California before before winning on the PGA Tour. I don't think many people have done that before. Very impressive the way he almost kind of was wire to wire, wasn't he? Literally from start to finish, kind of held the lead, dealt with the pressure really nicely. And obviously the experience that he's had on the Korn Ferry has stood him in good stead to win on the PGA Tour. Has to be said, wasn't the strongest field in the world, but who cares? You're a PGA Tour winner and no one knows who was in the field when you won. So, yeah, amazing performance by Jake Knapp. And, yeah, hopefully we see a lot more of him in the future.
I think so. I'll be honest, I didn't see much of it this week. I tuned in Thursday night for a little while, but... I'm not going to lie. I went out on Saturday night to watch the Arsenal game. just about made my tea time yesterday morning. So I didn't actually watch any golf. I watched a little bit of European Tour, actually, in between my rounds yesterday. Or the DP World Tour, sorry, I should say.
Yeah, and again, we're always going to call it that. I mean, the DP was, I mean, I love whenever we get to watch golf being played in Kenya, it just looks such a cool place to go. I mean, the story, other than obviously Darius van Driel's win, was Ronald Rugamayo, obviously the Ugandan who made the cut, qualified, and yeah, played some good stuff at the weekend, hold that nice clutch putt to make the cut on Friday, and yeah, put in a very good performance. I mean, he's got a bit of a funky golf swing and a bit of a funky action going on out there, but you know, it doesn't have to look good to be good, does it? So, very good performance from him. Hopefully we see a lot more of him and a lot more golfers coming from Uganda as well. So it was great to see that. We saw Nacho Elvira come second, as well as Joe Dean, Sheffield's own Joe Dean, another Yorkshireman playing well on the DP World Tour. So hopefully Joe can go from strength to strength and get his tour card, keep it, and hopefully go well this year, really. And it's just great experience. I mean, but obviously Kenya is a country that not many of us will have visited unless you're going on safari, really, and certainly not to play golf. So and it's somewhere I'd absolutely love to go to for the both the reasons I've just mentioned. But really, really good. And like I say, it's kind of a bit of an African swing now. So we've got Kenya, and then we've got 2 weeks in South Africa after that. So it's the SDC Championship this week, which we'll see, you know, very much a South African kind of heavy field, really. A lot of the Sunshine Tour players that kind of get a start on the DP World through having played well there. You know, just like this week where there was lots of Kenyan golfers in there as well. So which is great. It's great to see these events, great to see different players that you maybe normally wouldn't see. And some of the stories like that of Ronald Rugamayo, which again, we wouldn't have seen had they not kind of opened the doors to these sorts of players to get on there as well. I don't know if you kept up to date with the LET, but it was won by Bronte Law, again, another UCLA alumni, just like Jake Knapp. She, you know, very much an overdue return to form for her. She's had a couple of years where she's not played particularly well. Lost her LPGA Tour card, came back over to the LET and has won very quickly and just shows that kind of the class that she has. And hopefully this will be the start of many more wins to come for Bronte as well. So, yeah. And
I remember her smashing it in the Solheim a few years ago.
Amazing, yeah. Such a great, great player. I've followed around at the Ladies Open at Lytham, actually, when Georgia Hall won it there. She just hits it great and such a fierce competitor, which is what the Solheim Cup's all about and why she probably excelled so much in that as well. But yeah, some good golf that we've seen this week, some more good golf to come. So the PGA Tour goes to Florida. So we see the something I've not seen. So the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. So that's a Palm Beach PGA National Resort in Florida.
This is weird to say.
Yeah, which should be a good one, but slightly stronger fit. So we Fitzpatrick, Fowler, Højgaard playing this week. So some top players in there.
Rory's playing this week.
Rory's playing as well, yeah, which is good. But yeah, I mean, a bit of a stronger field. So we probably will see some more kind of recognizable names, maybe towards the top of the leaderboard on the PGA Tour this week. I think then they go to Puerto Rico, or there's an event in Puerto Rico, and then it's kind of the Florida swing then, isn't it? Is it like the Arnold Palmer and all that kind of stuff?
The Players is not far away, is it now?
No, I wouldn't have thought it is. So yeah, it'll be good to watch the PGA Tour over the next few weeks, because it's some of those kind of iconic courses we get to see just that once a year. And certainly I love watching the golf from Florida. It's pretty cool. Like I said, the DP World Tour is now in South Africa for 2 weeks. LPGA returns as well, so the HSBC Women's World Championship in Singapore. So you'll see all the big names really in women's golf teeing it up there. Hopefully Charlie Hull can keep doing what she's been doing and yeah, put on a show. And I'm tipping her to win this week, I think, Matt.
She's putting a lot of work in, isn't she? A lot of work.
Sure.
Yeah. So just for clarity, the Puerto Rico Open is the same week, so it's next week, as the Arnold Palmer. It's one of those secondary events.
Fine.
And then the Players is the week after. So, yes, there's a good couple of weeks coming up on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, they've shifted around, because the Players used to be the first week of March, I think. But
Yeah, second week this time.
But, yeah, okay.
But do you know what's weird? I hate to mention it, but the Players, every time the Players comes around, it always reminds me of when COVID hit.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it was
4 years ago now.
Yeah, and I'm going to Turkey on Friday to play in the same pro-am that we were in when they got called off. And yeah, we were literally one of the last planes to get out of Turkey back to the UK. So it was
mad to think it was great. That long ago.
And then the whole world went mental for a couple of years. But yeah, we've also got Liv returning this week, and they released a little teaser video earlier today. I don't know if you saw it, Matt, of the return of Anthony Kim.
Yeah.
Which... Yeah, it's been kind of muted for a little while, but just kind of, I mean, it hasn't been officially confirmed, but it can't be anyone else other than him that's in the video that's in silhouette walking around in Jeddah. But, I mean, I'll be interested to see how he does. I'm sure he's going to be very rusty, having not played since 2012 competitively. So yeah, it's going to be a tough one for him. But he's obviously a very, very good player, having played the Ryder Cup and won on the PGA Tour. So, yeah, it'd be great to
see. It's definitely a good bit of PR, good move from Liv, I'll be honest. So the whole Anthony Kim thing kind of passed me by. I don't think I was massive into golf when he was doing his thing. So obviously I don't recall what he did. You know, I know about him. I've read, I've looked online, but, you know, I don't know why he kind of disappeared off the face of the earth. I've heard rumors about an injury and some insurance and,
He had an injury, and I think it was an Achilles operation that he had. But I think because of the fact that he didn't play golf, he had, obviously, as you would as an elite level golfer, have quite a decent medical insurance. And if he didn't play again, I think he got something like $200 or $300 million paid out by his insurance. But it was on the proviso that he didn't play again.
Yeah.
On the PGA Tour.
Obviously, now he's going to be getting more.
Yeah, probably. So it's probably sorted that out for him. But
so as somebody that is not a massive Liv fan, this is the closest I feel like I've come to wanting to watch some coverage.
Okay.
But I probably still won't.
Well, I definitely will. But I just want to see Anthony Kim as well as all the other amazing players that they've got. But I don't know anything about the course they're playing in Jeddah. But I know that, you know, I want to watch Cam Smith. I want to watch Bryson. I want to watch DJ. I want to watch Sergio. And now Anthony Kim, Rahm, Hatton, all those guys play at Reed. It'll be, and, you know, the ones that have already won this year. So Joaquin Niemann, obviously, has won and played great too. So, it'll be good. A good watch, definitely. He's not part of a team as such. So he's just playing as like a... They have a certain number of wild card players in each event, and he's just one of those. So then they're not part of any of the team structure that they've got there. So yeah, I think we'll see how it goes from Anthony Kim. It could be, you know, a bit of a flash in the pan, and we might see him a couple of times and that's it. Or you never know. He might get into playing, decide he absolutely loves it again. And who knows, he might just run out of the blocks and win this week. You never know. He's obviously got the pedigree to do it, having won multiple times on the PGA Tour, was always a very exciting person to watch. Very, very good. Basically just a good all-round game, really. I remember watching him in the Ryder Cup play against Garcia in the singles, and he just absolutely took him to pieces. So he was very, very impressive. Really got under his skin, and was always known for, he's a Nike player back in the day. I don't know what clothing he's going to be wearing. I guess some sort of live stuff that he might be wearing this week. But he used to have not flashy belt buckles going on. You'd have loved him, Matt. He was a fashion icon. You'd have loved him. Always looked pretty cool. Flat peak hat and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm sure we're going to see a lot of coverage in the coming days of him before they tee off on Friday. But yeah, I for one, even though I'll be in Turkey, I'll still hopefully be able to watch it on my phone and see that.
He's been hitting balls though. We see the video, didn't we, a couple of weeks back.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure he isn't coming in cold. Do you know what I mean? But there's a difference between practicing and playing in a professional tournament like that, isn't there? Against amazing players like they've got on live. So, it's going to be tough for him, absolutely. And actually having to score around a golf for the first time in a while will be very different. And it'll be interesting to see who he plays with, actually. And if they're got anything about him, they'll stick him out with Rahm or a few of the top guys and see how he gets on. But yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about the golf course in Jeddah, but I think it's going to be familiar names up there again. Hopefully Hatton can find a little bit of form, but I'm sure Rahm will be in the mix. I'm sure DeChambeau, he's starting to play quite nicely from what I've seen. He had a bit of a disappointing final round in the last event. Joaquin Niemann's obviously got that invite into the Masters over the last week or so, which I think is very, very well deserved for him. We also saw David Puig win one of the Asian Tour events as well, which is kind of actually got him some world ranking points. So even though he's about 2,000th in the world or something ridiculous. Some of the guys on there are playing some great golf. So yeah, I'm in no doubt that we're going to see a decent tournament. And yeah, hopefully Anthony Kim puts in a nice performance as well.
Let's see what happens.
So in terms of what we're up to, I've obviously alluded to the fact that I'm going to Turkey on Friday. So I've got a pro-am there, playing golf courses that I'm not that familiar with, staying at a hotel I've not been to before. So expect to see quite a bit on social media. So I'll probably send some stuff to you, Matt, to stick on the Golf Shake one so you can have a bit of a look. I don't know if any of you have played golf in Turkey before, but this is about the fifth or sixth time I've played in this pro-am. It is run by TGI Golf, who are my sort of buying group, Tartan Golf International. They also have their own travel company, TGI Golf Travel, which is amazing as well. Really look after us kind of from start to finish on the trips that we do. So we are heading to, flying into Antalya and then getting a transfer to the Belek area, really about 20, 25 minutes, half an hour from the airport. Similar kind of from where we were in Portugal, it's fairly close by to the airport. And we're staying at the Titanic Hotel and playing the two golf courses that are kind of attached there on the property. So there are two hotels there, the Cullinan and the Titanic. With Cullinan, very new and by all accounts, unbelievable. Titanic Deluxe, very, very nice. Not been there yet, but I've had a bit of a look at it online. It looks pretty nice. We're playing the two courses there, which are the Olympos and the Aspendos, which I've not played. I've played one of them and they've kind of rerouted the course a little bit over the last couple of years and turned it from a 27-hole venue to a 36. So we're playing our tournament two rounds on each golf course there, but we've also got a practice round at Kaya Palazzo, which is just down the road there as well. So
do you prefer playing on a course in a competition, do you prefer playing on a course that you haven't played before, or would you prefer to have a practice round?
I'd rather have a practice round, yeah. I think I'd never want to play somewhere blind in a competition.
Do you know, it's interesting. So,
tend to make lots of mistakes off the tee, really, if you've not played it before.
Yeah. I quite like playing a course with the course guides, like the good old fashioned stroke saver, and kind of trying to work out and reading that and working out where to hit the ball off the tee. And it was something that I asked Sam once when he was on the Europro Tour about the pro-ams. Did he want to play in the pro-ams? And he said he used to try and swerve the pro-ams because he would almost worry that he'd go and shoot the lights out in the pro-am and then kind of be a little bit, you know, frustrated or put yourself under pressure to go and do that again in the actual tournament. But I'm always interested to find out because I, you know, like it, the whole scar tissue thing for me, you know, like I go to play at Spur Market on a Saturday morning and I know you cannot hit it left off the first tee. You cannot hit it left. It's out of bounds. And you've got all that, all those, like you, you try not to think about the memories of the bad shots. You only try to think about the good, but the scar tissue is there. You know where not to miss. And yeah, I find sometimes if I go and play somewhere new, I sometimes play a little bit better because I'm not kind of worried about where I'm going to not hit.
Yeah, and I think I would probably say that what the places I play that are new and I've not played them before, I'd probably be way more aggressive off the tee than normal and just hit driver all over the place. But, you know, like when we went to Portugal, never played Laranjal and just hit driver everywhere. I wouldn't do that if I was playing a competition there at all. Definitely not. But, you know, it tended to kind of work out quite well because the course was quite wide, wasn't it? So it wasn't too bad. But yeah, I mean, I would always want to play a practice round because I always feel like the strong bit of my game is generally off the tee and hitting it into certain positions. And then I feel like if I'm playing it blind, I've kind of given up a bit of that advantage, I suppose. So yeah, I'd always like to have a look at it. But yeah, I mean, Turkey, if those of you have never been and played golf there, I highly recommend it. It's brilliant. I honestly think you look at the package prices and they are higher than some places you'll look at, but it's because they're all inclusive, really, and you're not paying anything else when you're there unless you want a buggy or something like that. You know, that's the only kind of expense that you would have on top of it. But the hotels, every single one I've stayed in so far has been fantastic. So we've stayed in the Regnum, which was literally the best hotel I've ever stayed in my life. We've stayed at Gloria Serenity, Gloria Golf, and this year obviously at the Titanic, which I've not been to yet, but very, very good, I'm led to believe. So yeah, we'll report back next week on how we're getting on there. But yeah, really looking forward to it. It's always a very well-run event. There's 96 teams traveling to play in it. So like nearly 400 people competing in the event, which is bonkers. Adidas have looked after us with clothing. So we've got two sort of quarter zip tops, four polo shirts from Adidas, tailor-made.
You're not going to need the quarter zip. It's going to be like 20...
See, the thing is, so the about 2 years ago, they sent us all loads of T-shirts and gilets and stuff, and it was absolutely Baltic. It was so cold that everyone was, like, putting hoodies, and no one took any warm clothes with them. So it was, like, hoodies, bobble hats, all sorts that we were wearing. Last year was gorgeous. It was really nice and warm, so it was just T-shirt weather all the time. And looking at the forecast for next week, it's going to be about 20 degrees, similar to what it was when we went to Portugal, really. So it should be quite nice. And I wouldn't have thought, it depends. I mean, you can get tea times at like 7 o'clock in the morning. So it's a little bit chilly at that time. But yeah, it's generally going to be pretty nice and certainly a hell of a lot better than playing golf in the UK at the moment. So yeah, looking forward to it. What the golf's going to be like, I don't know. It's nice to actually play a few rounds in Portugal. As we did, because normally I'm going into this event having not played for about 4 months. It's a little bit different, I suppose. But yeah, looking forward to it. My team's looking forward to it. I've just been on the kind of WhatsApp group today and having a bit of a chat about how much everyone's looking forward to actually playing some golf in some decent weather, because it's a long time since most of them have.
Is the banter flying around already? Is it like, oh, lads?
A little bit. Not so much yet, but I'm sure it will be when we get nearer the time. And you know, that first beer that you have in the airport is always a lively one, isn't it? And it can go one or two ways from there. I think the fact that we know that you're all inclusive for a week and, you know, you're going to stay somewhere nice with a load of really great people and get very, very well looked after by TGI Golf Travel, I think is definitely something everyone's looking forward to. Most of the guys have been multiple times as well, so they know what to expect. And I guess the only real negative when you're in Turkey is the fact that you're almost confined to your hotel. Do you know what I mean? You're not really getting out at night and into the town, although I wouldn't be averse to it, but I don't really know much about you know, the nightlife in Belek. I'm sure it's lively, but it's one of those when you've staying somewhere that's all inclusive, you don't really want to go out and pay for it, do you? So it's kind of a little bit like that. Plus, you know, you could literally eat at a different restaurant in the hotel every single night because there's that many of them, and you know, you obviously playing a tournament as well. So there's some days when if you've got an early time, you're going to be in bed fairly early, and then it normally works that you kind of get an early then a late, so you've almost got quite a big gap between the two, and that's the bit I worry about because my team can get a little bit lively when it comes to getting into the bar and making use of the all-inclusive, really. Yeah, so yeah, you can have nearly 24 hours between tea times, and that's pretty dangerous for the last night taken, to be honest. So yeah, we'll see how it goes, but like I say, Turkey is an amazing destination to go to, and not just for golf. I mean, although the golf courses are amazing, the actual sort of area is really cool too. So, I very much recommend it to anyone. But yeah, you'll see some, I'm sure, some social media stuff as well as some video and maybe some little kind of Instagram posts and stuff that I'll put on in the next week or so. Hopefully my team will be obliging in getting involved in that as well. But yeah, it'll be pretty cool. So like I say, Adidas and TaylorMade have really sent us this amazing goodie bag. So TaylorMade sent us a cap, a dozen balls, and a really cool, this sounds like it's not cool at all, but it's a really cool travel plug that they've sent us, which is like TaylorMade branded. And it's literally got every single like type of plug you can possibly want in it. And it's just like a really cool little thing that they've sent us in the box as well. So yeah, it sounds like nothing, but it's actually really cool.
It's the little things. Yeah, it's the little things that matter, though, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I still use when I went to La Manga with it was La Finca the year before with Cobra. In the welcome bag, they gave us a little like power bank for your phone. Yep. And when I travel, if I'm going abroad, I still carry it in my hand luggage to make sure that I've always got a bit of charge if I'm sitting on my phone on the plane for a couple of hours. Always comes in quite handy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, it should be pretty cool when we're there as well. I mean, TaylorMade have like a demo day pretty much every day when you're there. They send quite a lot of the fitting staff out, as well as some of the kind of hierarchy for TaylorMade. Power Caddy also sponsor the event. So some of the prizes are, you know, Power Caddies and Maui Gym sunglasses as well. So some pretty cool like designer sunglasses that you can win, as well as obviously Adidas provided some prizes. There's a few new Adidas shoes released in the last couple of weeks. So the new Ester G shoe and the new Tour 360, which I've got a pair of each that I'm taking with me as well. So hopefully we're going to film a little bit of that. So a bit of a review of what I find when I'm playing golf with them. Tom's coming over on Thursday, and we're going to film a few little bits before I go and out on the golf course with them and just see, you know, what they look like and feel like when we're just at Howley. But yeah, the real test will obviously be when I get to Turkey. And
he gets about, doesn't he? He gets about, doesn't he, that Tom?
Loves it, doesn't he? But yeah, busy boy.
I forgot to mention that I did also have a day out last week, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I completely
forgot. Of course you did. Yeah, yeah, go on, tell us about that.
Completely.
So you went to the Grove, yeah?
Went to the Grove.
Your 40th.
Yeah, it wasn't my 40th, not quite. I felt it at the end of that round. It was just the two of us, just me and Darren went and played at the Grove. The weather was horrendous.
Was it?
It was horrible. So impressed with how the greens just soak up the water there, because you wouldn't have even known it was raining. There was a few puddles on the fairways, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, the greens is just like, it's incredible. Incredible, but the experience you get at the Grove, funny enough, the feature's gone live, so you might see that getting shared. But the experience, like you're kind of walking from your car to the main entrance, and somebody comes to meet you halfway to carry your bag for you, and then you go down to the changing room, and you've got your name on the locker. Inside your locker, you've got your bag tag that's engraved with your name on it. You've got your little bag or your tees. You get your course planner given to you on the first tee. The starter's there. He talks you through. You grab a handful of tees and a pencil. Then they're waiting for you at the end of the round to take your clubs and clean your clubs. And if you need it, clean your shoes. It's just a really good... I know it's an expensive place to go and play, But I used the term experience a lot when I wrote the feature, because it is more than just around the golf.
Yeah, I mean, you get more than just your green feed, eh? It's more than just around the golf when you go to somewhere like that. And, yeah, and you kind of expect that, I suppose, really, wouldn't you? I mean, you know, those little kind of extras don't really cost that much more, but they kind of, like you say, they add to the overall experience. And that is why you pay the sort of money that you pay to play courses like that, is an experiential thing, isn't it? So it's remembering. I think it adds to the kind of memory as well, doesn't it? You'll remember that round of golf despite the weather being awful, because you were treated really nicely when you were there. So yeah, I mean, that there's a lot to be said for that, and I'm all for that kind of experience side of stuff. I think that's what sets one golf course apart from another. I think, and you know, we've been lucky enough in the kind of jobs that we do for Golf Shake in going to some really nice places and having some really great experiences, haven't we? So yeah, I've never played the Grove. I'd love to play it, just purely because I watched the WGC that Tiger won around there, and it just looked cool. So, it'll be great to go and play. But yeah, and there's so many golf courses like that around the country now. And you know, you see some of the astronomical green fee figures that some of these courses charge, and you think, Jesus, I'm not going to go play there. But yeah, there are loads now that. One of the reasons why they're pumping that money up is the experience, isn't it? They kind of have put a lot of effort into that. And don't get me wrong, some are just putting it up for the sake of putting it up and just profiteering, but some do actually care about the time that you have when you're there, and the better ones definitely do that. So, you know, the likes we've been to, obviously Dundonald, where we got looked after amazingly well there. And, you know, I've been to like Dumbarney, and you play the old course and things like that, and you get little bits and little trinkets and stuff like that when you get there, don't you? And it is special. So, you know, and some of these things, you know, went to Troon and, you know, play the postage stamp and all that kind of stuff. And you get like little postage stamp ball markers and things like that when you leave, just stuff that you just remember, don't you? But yeah, the courses that really kind of get it and kind of realize that, you know, customers are kind of wanting that and demanding that, are definitely ones that you'll go back to, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. It was, I think they do things right. You know, the range is great as well. The little pyramid. What is it about a pyramid of balls that excites golfers so much?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was flicking through some photos earlier, actually, and I thought, oh, yeah, do you know what? That pyramid of balls is so basic. Look, for everyone at home, that will focus in a second. There we go. Look.
Oh, there we are. Look. Yeah.
It's perfect.
We love it, don't we?
Brilliant, isn't it?
And, we're so sad.
Yeah. No, it was. It was good. Good day, despite the weather. It was a good day out. Didn't bump into any ex snooker world champions.
Oh no.
No.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame.
JP got in touch with you yet? Or?
Yeah. No. And I'm keeping a low profile, mate. I just don't want him bothering me. But I'm kidding. But no, that's pretty cool. But I'm honestly buzzing about getting out of the country again and getting to Turkey. Just playing four rounds in the sunshine and then putting the clubs away again till June or whenever it's going to be nice here. So
it's going to turn. It can't be rubbish. It can't be rubbish forever. I was looking at the weather for down here. And yeah, it's going to be rubbish. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
It looks wet, doesn't it? Yeah, again. Yeah. And
but it can't be like that forever. And, you know, 32 days, 34 days, something like that, it will be light at 7:30.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the kind of longer sort of predictions of what weather's going to be like later on this year, and they're predicting that it's going to be boiling. So, so we'll see. We're probably going to go... We'll probably have a hose pipe ban in about 4 months' time, because it's going to be 40 degrees. But it just seems to be extremes, doesn't it? You know, it's warmer and wetter during the winter, and it doesn't feel like it's really got that cold, does it? To be honest, we've had a couple of days and a little bit of snow here and there, but nothing prolonged, have we? And it just seems to be warmer and wetter and worse for the golf courses, really, and getting them in some sort of order to play during the winter now is becoming very difficult. And you know, it's a difficult thing for golf courses to deal with, isn't it? Because generally it's this time of year everyone's renewing the membership and is weighing up whether it's worth it or not. And to look out the window and see your golf course absolutely, you know, waterlogged, it might sway a few people the other way, might it?
Well, luckily for my home club, Stone Market, the membership renewal was in June. Okay. And at that point, everyone will forget about the fact that we've had irrigation work put in, new drainage put in, a new ninth tee. We lost a bridge. And Jed.
Where did it go? If you float away?
Yeah, actually, it floated around about 200 yards down the river.
Jeez,
People will forget in a month's time. People will forget.
Well, I hope so. And I'm just looking now at some sort of coaching trips away during the winter. So I'm looking end of November and end of January, just to get people out of this country. And they're both hopefully going to be to Turkey as well. So I've been talking to TGI Golf Travel about that and trying to get that sorted out. So, I can't go through another winter of not literally just basically locking my clubs away for 5 months because, oh my God. I'm not a cat fan, Matt.
No, we're just going to leave him, let him do his thing.
Oh, Jesus. So hopefully going to get some coaching breaks sorted out. I'm looking to take about 7 people. And then I've got a pal of mine, Scott, who's done some coaching stuff on Golf Shake with me before. He's looking at taking... Don't run away.
No, he was cleaning himself. It's not
around Kurt Zuma. but
no, that was polite. That was polite. But he was cleaning himself as cats do. We don't need that on the podcast.
No, not really. But hoping to get Scott to get some of his members from Bramall Golf Club as well across there. So make a good group of about 16 of us go to Turkey and do some coaching each day and then play some golf. Like I say, end of November and then end of January, really, just in the kind of depths of winter there. I mean January is just an absolute waste of time month, really. We don't really do much in the shop and not many people are wanting lessons in January, and well, I mean, it's okay, but nothing major. So it'd be nice to get away and take some members away to somewhere nice and hopefully a little bit warmer.
Yeah, it won't be hard to find somewhere warmer.
Well, yeah, we're all planning on we're just hoping next winter's not going to be like this. But if it is, then I want a bit of an alternative that we can nip away for a week and, play some golf, earn a bit of money and, have a nice time. So that's what it's all about.
Sounds good.
But yeah, that brings us to the end of another podcast, Matt.
Yeah.
Can't believe the time flies.
Short this week.
As it does. Yes, absolutely. But, well, we're nearly towards 40 minutes, mate, so we've done all right. But yeah, I am obviously not going to be here next week. So I'm going to be... hopefully, with a pint of Guinness in my hand, watching some golf and playing some golf. But yeah, it'll probably be a couple of weeks until you see me again. Matt might be here next week. I don't know.
I wouldn't mind. I might not let me loose on the podcast on my own. Could you imagine?
I'm sure you'd be fine. But yeah, hopefully we'll catch up in a couple of weeks. We'll have lots of golf to talk about because we've got 2 weeks worth of all the major tours around the world. And hopefully we're going to be talking about an Anthony Kim domination in Jeddah. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Speak to you all too. Thanks for watching. If you've got anything you wanted to cover, any questions you've got, particularly tuition related, because there's going to be lots of content coming with that in mind very, very soon, then drop them either in the comments if you're on YouTube, or you can email us at info@golfshake.com as well. Matt, thanks once again.
Ryan, enjoy your trip.
I will do, definitely. I cannot wait.
I will go low.
Well, definitely. I'm going to, smash it.
Play more, play better.
Indeed. Oh, 100%. Well done.
There you go.
Okay. I'll speak to you later.
Goodbye.
Well done, guys. See you soon. Bye.